Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest to you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. What a ride it's been so far. Come on in, stay a while. You can dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. Football coming up tonight. Tom Brady is going to miss practice today, maybe the next couple of days. Not football related, personal issues, according to his head coach. But I guess Todd Bowles is going to talk after practice about this, but Tom Brady is not at practice, probably dealing with the emotional fallout of facing his current team, former team, the Miami Dolphins. But Tom Brady is not going to be practicing for a couple of days. So football coming up. Spend some time with Chris Sims of NBC Sports talking about the Browns starting Deshaun Watson. That'll be Friday night against Jacksonville, although he thinks that the new appeal is probably going to be decided, and he doesn't think Deshaun Watson's going to play in that game on Friday night. That's a lot to happen over the next 24 hours or so, but that was according to Chris Sims. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Once again, you didn't ask for it, but you got it. Ayahuasca is for lovers. Our tribute to the great quarterbacks who have tried ayahuasca, and it's made them
flying off the shelf
better lovers. Are there any other quarterbacks who have tried ayahuasca other than Aaron Rodgers? Maybe they have, but they didn't become better lovers.
Like Gardner Minshew might be.
Oh.
Seems like a fella.
Yes.
Might be open to that.
Yeah. So the new T-shirt available at danpatrick.com. FedEx Cup playoffs, the PGA Tour, the very best get to this point right now. And I think that you win $18 million if you win the FedEx Cup playoffs. It starts the FedEx St. Jude Championship Saturday at 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We had a report from Rick Bucher, covers the NBA for Bleacher Report, saying that Kyrie Irving in his contract demands with the Brooklyn Nets said, "I only want to play 60 games, and I don't want to play back-to-back games because it's inhumane." You know what's inhumane? Paying you $36 million, that seems inhumane as well for the effort that you provide. And then I guess Kevin Durant said, "Hey, the two teams I'd like to go to are Boston and now Philadelphia." How could they make that work in Philadelphia? Boston, I could see it working. He likes the coach. Udoka was there for a year in Brooklyn, but you're going to give up Jaylen Brown. I like that the Nets had the gall to say, "All right, you want Kevin Durant? We want Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown." Oh, okay. So KD gets there and he's like, I got Marcus Smart and that's it. But the Celtics wisely turned that down. You go to Philadelphia. It's Joel Embiid's team. You're not giving up Joel Embiid for Kevin Durant. You're reunited with James Harden. Haven't we been down that road before? Yeah, Mar.
But they were just in London hanging out with Travis Scott. Maybe they made amends. You know what? Let's try this for the third time.
I think they're okay when they're in Astro World. I don't know when they're in the real world, if they could coexist. But you'd have to give up Tyrese Maxey. And he's like 21, 20 years of age. I really like him. I think that he's a star. If you're the Nets, you're not taking Tobias Harris. Haven't they already had Tobias Harris?
Somebody like him.
Yeah. Who else are you going to give them to get Kevin Durant? Like, I'm just trying to apply logic here. I think there's a sleeper team here with Kevin Durant. It's not Philadelphia. I do think Boston makes the most sense if they really want to get rid of him. Guess the mystery team. Marv, I'm going to let you go first. Mystery team that could you could hear about with Kevin Durant.
God, the Kings?
Kings?
You said mystery team. I couldn't even think. No, that's so ridiculous.
No, that's misery team, not mystery team.
Oh,
Todd, I'll start with you. See, Minnesota. This is what happens when I go to Marv instead of Todd. Yeah. All right, so Minnesota.
Yeah, why not? Minnesota.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix. That's not a mystery team. He's already said them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, this is bad.
Miami Heat.
See, we don't script this. It's obvious. That's not a mystery team either.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, Marv.
Grizzlies.
That's what Todd just said.
I said Minnesota.
He said Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Okay. You're both wrong. Paul.
Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets, no.
One more round of guesses?
No.
It was killing.
The first time around didn't go well. Oh. New Orleans Pelicans. Just throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there. That's it. Just throwing it out there.
You just threw it right out there right now.
Right
you
out,
just threw I it right out there. We're all looking at it.
Threw it out there.
Yeah, let's
For
look at it.
For whom?
I don't know. Hmm. Just throwing it out there.
How come? Why? Why'd you just throw it out
I don't know
there?
Why I did, but I did.
Fat chance. That happens.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not right. Oh,
what are you doing?
But
what?
You can make that joke.
Oh!
But you can't make that joke about Todd.
Now wait just a minute.
Wait, okay. Bloop, I like that.
Bunch of idiots.
It feels like a Friday. It's Man. Only Thursday.
What if they throw an obese topping? Maybe. Did I blow it?
No.
Obese topping.
No.
He's not even on the team. You can't.
And
he's
not
on the Knicks.
Fat.
He's not. But he's on the Knicks.
He and he's on the Knicks.
Three-way deal with the Knicks. Obese topping.
Why couldn't you be satisfied?
Should have. I always do that.
Obese topping was not bad, actually. Didn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't
it's
make
a good
sense.
Line, though.
It's like we paid tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
I had a week of not making
God
much
rest
sense.
Her soul. And Todd goes, hey, I got a song for, pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John.
Let's get quizzical.
And
like
I go,
a sports quiz.
But nobody said, hey, we need theme music for a quiz show.
And I didn't have a sports quiz prepared to pay it off, so it just made no sense.
No. Let's get quizzical.
Let me hear your answer now. That's how it went. It was bad. It was very bad.
Very bad. We do entertaining sports talk for you.
The hell's that?
obese topping.
Should we?
Coming
let's...
up with questions that I know you no. like. It makes good sports radio conversation.
Too many syllables. I
You've got to answer it just right. You know what I mean.
I have to
Don't
say.
Don't Google it, just try to think
Todd's
it
ability to completely ignore the music and just sing over it, not matching at all what the song is truly remarkable.
A little tone deaf. I think I'm losing my hearing in general.
Get quizzical, I want to get
quizzical.
I got pretty high there, though.
Let's get into quizzical. Let me hear your answer now.
God, that's so bad.
I can get up there, though. I can hit the note.
Just be patient. While and he got done with it.
Blows right by
and he was so proud of it. And I thought, God, he's got to read the room. We're all cringing.
And then I realized on my ride home how awful and unnecessary that was.
How about on the way in sometimes? How about on the drive-in?
Just how about while you're writing it? Yeah. While you're writing it.
One time. As you're driving in, think.
I bet you do it before you do it.
I got a little lost this week.
Yes, Marv.
That was almost as good as his Bill Russell Saturday Night Live looking.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't go well either. You guys didn't like that.
That was a terrible skit they did with Bill Russell.
Back then, it was kind of a big deal because the White Shadow was like a big show.
But it wasn't funny.
But Bill Russell agreed to do it. So it wasn't an offensive thing. It just wasn't funny.
It was offensive.
It was incredibly offensive.
So why did Bill Russell agree to do that?
I don't know.
That's my question.
You know, some things from the 70s don't hold up.
Like Todd.
Anymore.
Like Todd.
To sort of modern cultural
Yeah, because that
standards.
Was like mid-70s that you had him do the Black Shadow. Yeah,
you couldn't show All in the Family now, that's for sure. That would not
And then,
make it.
And what's the punchline at the very end that he lost his job?
And then Jane Curtin said, I'm just joking, you still have your job. But just, yeah. And the moment I thought there was because of Bill Russell and he participated in this Saturday Night Live skit, but I missed the boat there.
No, it wasn't funny at all. Like, when you sold it, I thought, oh, God, I don't remember that. And then I saw it, and I go, no.
I got excited that I found this clip from 1979 or whatever. Yeah. And Bill
Russell, this is the best. It's the funniest skit Bill ever. Murray's it's hilarious.
It's sports-related.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It didn't go well.
It didn't go
Nick Saban's on the show tomorrow.
He is. Hopefully that'll go a lot better.
All right. Thank you, Tom. A couple of phone calls in here. Lance in Nashville. Hi, Lance. What do you have for me?
What up, DP and the boys? 64230. So, diehard Chargers fan, born and raised in Southern California. My boy Keenan Allen never gets the credit that he's due, and I'm here to have his back.
How about he stays healthy, Lance?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. That's the first and most important thing. Second thing is. Let's be honest. I listen to you guys every day, and every day you guys make reference to Russell Wilson with this let's ride thing, right? Well, if you go to Chargers' social media page...
I already saw it. I saw him make fun of Russ.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I thought he was the one inventing it.
Oh, he invented making fun of Russell Wilson? Let's ride? Maybe he did. So you want Keenan to get credit for making fun of Russell? All right. Congratulations, Keenan. Yeah, see.
You're taking that call a little hard. You got a little edgy.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, no, I already saw this stuff.
Yeah, you got a little, you took that a little personally or something. Oh, yeah, how about he stays healthy? Whoa. Okay.
Jeez. We like Keenan Allen. We just want him to.
I just want him to stay healthy.
Oh, what's it? What? So he's the one that invented making fun of Russell Wilson? Okay, let me write that down. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm fired up. I don't know.
I blame Todd.
You need a nice ayahuasca weekend.
No, I think it's the M drive. Like, I'm just ready to go. I'd run through a wall right
now. Testosterone right
now. I know.
Whoa. Just through the roof.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I think my voice is getting a little deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Probably need to blurt that out at that moment.
Thank you. Thank
well placed.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Mar. What's going on?
That's the best thing Todd said in a minute.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Dan seems like one of those people where you start joking with him. You know, I start joking with you and I, you know, upset you. That's why your dad never came back. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, DP, that wasn't very nice.
I did not say that to you.
It was implied.
You joke about your dad not being in the picture. I just laugh with you.
Is it with me?
Yes, it
okay.
is. Yeah, I don't laugh at that. You know, my dad's birthday would have been today. My dad would have been 95. So I'm just
you say that. Happy birthday, rest in peace. What do you say to that?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been around in a long time.
He's not listening.
Yeah, he's not. He's it's not
possible.
Up there. I always like that we make it seem like somebody's up there listening. Yeah. Yeah. My dad doesn't listen to this show. He waits till Colin comes on and then he'll listen to Colin. But,
loves Colin.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh. And sometimes he'll listen to Romy, but you know, he's not listening to me.
First things first guy.
Oh, he loves Nick Wright. Yeah, first things first. Yeah. A big fan of Molly Quarum.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, loves Molly. Yeah, first take. Yeah, that was Mad Dog. Let's see, what else?
It makes interesting sports talk conversation.
Get quizzical, quizzical.
Okay. You all made our point.
So the song actually worked out. It's providing content. So I got to say sorry to Todd.
Let me hear your answers now.
That was so ill-advised and bad. That was bad.
See, this is why my dad is glad he's dead.
That, you know,
he doesn't have to hear this.
That's harsh.
It's so interesting because I'm in a unique vantage point sitting next to Todd and behind Paul. Mm. Because when I got the email, we all got the email, and all I heard from Todd, I hear these types of conversations, they go on all day. What are we doing with this? Paul says to Todd, and you know right from that moment that this is going to be terrible. Right from the minute Paul's like, what are we supposed to do with this, yes. Todd? What's the point of this song?
Yes.
And then 15 to 30 minutes later, Todd is recording it, standing up, and I'm like, oh, God, he's not getting the hint on this one.
But you know who told him to record the Olivia Newton-John song? Paulie. Mm. And I can guess the rationale. But I'm going to let Paulie tell us the rationale.
So when Todd pitched the Olivia Newton-John tribute song, I was like, well, I don't know about this. It was pretty long, too. It was very long. So if it doesn't work on live radio, we're kind of stuck. Mm. Now, if he tapes it and it's great, we can use it. If it's a train wreck, we can use it. But then you have more options and you know what you're working with. So I said, Todd, why don't you go down the hall and record that bad boy? Mm.
And I fall for that every time. He's not looking to make me look stupid or bad. He's like, he's behind this, and you know, he wants it to succeed. He wants it to do well, and he's being supportive. So I'm going to go do that because Paulie's into it.
Paulie, his on the banana job is for content. That's it. It could be a train wreck with content. It could be something that's really enlightening.
But I always try to convince myself. But he's always like, name seven Astros right now from 2000. And I'm like, he's genuinely interested in how big a fan I am of the Astros. He's not trying to make me look stupid.
It's like as a producer, it's like an MLB player. You want a home run or a big whiff. The singles don't do much.
Yeah.
It makes very interesting sports talk, radio conversations, and topics. Something about that line that just kills me.
Don't reiterate. You guys are the worst.
It makes good sports radio conversation.
God, it's so bad.
Packed in way too many syllables in that one.
You know what I mean. Don't Google it. Just try to think it out.
Don't challenge Google it.
I stand corrected.
Make sure you know what you're
it
talking
makes very interesting
about.
Sports talk radio conversation.
Here we go. Here we go.
Let's get quizzical. Quizzical. I want to get quizzical. Let's get into quizzical. Let me hear your answer.
I feel like I should apologize. May she rest in peace to Olivia Newton-John. Serve no
purpose. It's too late now.
Honoring her memory, that's not that didn't work out like that.
Damn, that's bad. How about we take a break? When we come back, an NFL retirement that may surprise you. Also, we're going to play the NFL quarterback benching game as well. All of that coming up, and more phone calls right after this Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. Fritzy does. We achieve it at different times. Fritzy does. In different ways, Fritzy does. Now, if you've recently changed jobs or you're considering retirement, I'm considering retirement after that Olivia Newton-John song, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. How about your investment portfolios or retirement accounts? Retirement's a big deal. You can't make mistakes. You shouldn't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. We recap the show every single day. It comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. All you got to do is go to danpatrick.com and put in your email. We'll send it out to you. There's over 65,000 of you who've signed up for this and gives you an update on what we did and also a heads up on things that are coming up. The calendar, also new T-shirts. Got a lot of exciting things coming up this fall, danpatrick.com. Max in Florida. Hi, Max. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Max, I can.
Yeah, so my buddy told me that you were talking about the Appalachian Trail, and I still hiked it in 2020. And first I want to say thank you, man. You actually helped a lot. Every, 5 days or so I would get into town and I would download the full week of podcasts, and that would 18 miles a day of hiking, a good 3 hours of it being able to listen to you, man, made it a bit better.
All right.
My understanding is that you have interest in hiking. Maybe you're lacking a little motivation or self-belief, dude, I met a 70-year-old guy out there with one arm named Lefty, and he nailed it. Like, if that guy could do it, Dan, I think you could pull it off.
Well, Max, and thank you. Thank you for the inspiration, and good luck to Lefty. But my wife wants to do the Appalachian Trail. And is it Appalachian Trail or Appalachian Trail? Got to get that right, too. I told her I'd meet her in Maine. She starts in Georgia. I'll meet you in Maine, honey. Yeah, Paulie.
And by the way, Lefty, it was easier for him. He didn't have that arm, so he had less weight than other people to carry around for thousands of miles. Can I make that joke? I don't know.
I don't know if you could make a one-arm joke.
One eye.
You got one eye.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah, you are.
If you had one leg, it would be like, dang, that's
yeah. Well, Paulie dated a one-legged woman.
Yes. It was great. bought her a sock for her birthday.
But man,
what happened?
Gorgeous girl. What are we doing?
What happened to the show?
Eileen.
Dang.
What happened?
Her name was not Peg. She was a gorgeous girl.
Oh my God.
But she was above her ski getting me.
Ski. But, yeah, bloop.
Yeah, okay. And I was going to apologize for being a little aggressive today. Paulie obviously trying to take some heat off me being mean to everybody today.
That's my bit.
I'm not. I just have a ton of energy. So if I seem excited or aggressive, then it's just because I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, you got to settle down a little bit, son.
All right. Thank you.
Son. He just sunned you.
Was that the wrestler? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know what I was just... No, I wasn't impersonating anybody.
Oh, okay.
Is there a wrestler that says that?
No, remember the guy who said that at the wrestler was retiring?
Oh. And take it easy, man.
Yeah. I don't care what they say. It's real.
It's real to me.
Yeah.
Take it easy, man.
I just want to thank y'all for saying what needed to be said.
Take it easy, man.
Take it easy, man.
Who was the wrestler who was retiring?
Mr. Funk.
Terry Funk.
Terry Funk?
Mr. Funk. To you.
Yeah, Mr. Funk. Let's have some respect.
Good for your bodies.
I think Diamond Dallas Page may have been there as well.
Appalachia has several different pronunciations across the United States. The two most common are Appalachia and Appalachia. I don't know if we
that clears it up.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of depends on where you grew
Appalachia.
Up.
Appalachia. The Appalachian
Trail.
Yeah,
there's a southern one and a northern one as far as pronunciation.
It's like a creek and a crick. Yeah. All right, let's play the NFL retirement game, a surprise retirement.
Well, this is
you want to give a hint?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to give this guy had a good career.
Good career.
He was never a star player, but he played, I think he's got a couple Super Bowl rings.
Mm.
He had a hip injury and he couldn't play last year. He was a running back. But he had an important couple, very important in the postseason. Very important in the postseason.
White?
James White of the Patriots.
Bloop.
He played, I think, 8 years, two rings, played in five playoffs.
Should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl against the Falcons.
That's the truth.
He's dealing with a hip injury. And
Brady got two Super Bowl MVPs he didn't deserve.
Nope.
Malcolm Butler and James White, in my opinion. So a hip injury. He's retired. Do you want to play the quarterback benching game?
Yeah, so the rationale is the quarterback, the first NFL quarterback to get benched for performance reasons.
Performance not enhancing. Okay. Yes,
yes, I'm ready with my answer.
Oh, I thought you were ready to go.
Yes, I'm ready. I am ready.
I was wondering about this. You know, watching the Derek Jeter documentary, and I wondered, like, what kind of student would he have been? And then Seton goes, oh, we had a listener who tweeted, Derek Jeter would have been the guy to say, teacher, weren't you going to, aren't we going to have a pop quiz today? That would have been Derek Jeter, right?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that Derek Jeter is like the kind of guy who reminds the teacher they forgot to give us homework.
But Russell Wilson would do that, too.
I like the Russell Wilson Derek Jeter comparison.
Yeah, I could see the positivity, a lot of cliches, nothing incendiary. All right, Paulie, the quarterback benching game. So the first quarterback benched due to performance or lack thereof. Start with you, Todd.
Pete Carroll has enough of Geno Smith early. Bring in Drew Lock.
I don't know if that's a gutsy pick, but pretty obvious there. Seton?
Carson Wentz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Benchville, USA.
Okay, Benchville.
Tyler.
Tyler, I'll have a Heineke.
Yeah.
Marvin.
I'm going to say Zach Wilson.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Primarily because of who his backup is. Joe Flacco.
Okay. Paulie?
I wanted to go Kirk Cousins because I think some of the staff there is not
No,
happy.
No, they got the coach out of there.
Yeah.
Mike Zimmer's gone.
I think they're frustrated, but they don't have a tough schedule.
But that's Kellen Mond?
Yeah, from A&M. He got hurt last year a little bit.
But also our buddy who used to be with the Rams.
Sean Mannion.
Yeah.
He's going to need a couple guys to get hurt to get in it. I'm gonna go Jameis Winston at the.
Okay.
I think Andy Dalton and Ian Book are in play.
That's solid.
I was gonna go Jameis Winston. We can do that, right? We can double up.
Nobody did the Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I don't know if Desmond Ridder is ready to go. Be a while for that. Maybe Aaron Rodgers gets benched for Jordan Love.
Relax, DP.
Yeah, I know.
He's a better lover now.
But that's Love. So Jordan Love, is he a better lover?
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Dude,
bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Bloop.
But I do think these preseason games are important for Jordan Love. I just think you got to, because Rodgers sat for 3 years behind Brett Favre. At some point, you got to start seeing that, and he got to play a little bit last year. So you got to start to see, like, who is he in two? Where is he going to be in 2 years, talent wise?
Oh, I thought I was going to say Carolina.
No, No, because Rodgers will be done in 2 years, I would think. But then I got to give Jordan Love a new contract based off what? Be like, how about we give you, I don't know, $1 million a year? Haven't really done anything. To prove that. All right, so that's the quarterback benching game. I was going to say Baker Mayfield with Sam Darnold, but I don't know if that's a real stretch. If Sam Darnold's still with the team. Yes, Paul.
That Desmond Ridder pick for the Falcons is pretty saucy because even though they like Mariota, if they're, 1-7, they just slide him over and say, let's try this guy out.
I think at some point he may get some run here. I got the odds to win the AFC West, according to DraftKings. Kansas City, plus 175. Chargers, plus 220. Broncos, plus 260. The Raiders, plus 650. All of that love for the Raiders. And right now, DraftKings has them fourth on the list in the AFC West. Let's ride. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Dale in Kentucky. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First of all, I've got Let's Get Quizzical stuck in my head, so thanks for that.
I apologize, and, man. I do. I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay. But you were talking about trail names on the Appalachian Trail, and you can pick your trail name, unlike a nickname. So I'd be interested, what would the Danettes choose as their trail name?
I'd be Trail Mix.
Okay. Oh. I see you.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, so like a surname, like a little trail nickname.
Yeah. So you got to have a nickname when you're on the Appalachian Trail.
Like Bone Spur is probably not a good one, right?
Probably not.
Bone Spur.
Bone Spur. Keep up, buddy.
Yeah, you and Bunyan get over here.
Yeah. Hey, pulled groin. Get over here. Yes, Todd.
I'm kind of a big guy. Would I go Tractor Trail? How about that one? Tractor Trail.
Tractor Trail.
All right.
It makes very interesting sports radio on the television.
Last hit. Quizzical.
Can't stand you guys, really. I got to tell you that.
Normally, you would want us to keep playing all the things that you've
not
done.
Because
you're so proud of
I know.
It.
That particular one, that can die. That'll be fine. That'll be fine if we lost that one.
The best part of this is that we ignored it for like 3 days. Like, we act like this quizzical thing never even happened.
I purposely did try to forget about it. You know, sometimes you have PTSD where you go, I think something happened. I'm not quite sure.
It's questions that I know you like. It makes good sports radio conversation. You gotta answer it just right. You know what I mean. Don't Google it, just try to think it out.
People cheat, they
Count yourself mentally. Make sure you know
did
what you're
did you think this
about.
Was good in the moment? Wait a minute, hold on, let me hear this.
Let's get quizzical.
Okay.
Quizzical.
Okay.
I want to get quizzical.
In the moment.
Let's get into quizzical.
Yes, in the moment. I didn't think it was radio gold. I thought it was radio bronze.
No.
I thought it was like a third place kind of thing what, worth doing.
Was it a tribute or a spoof?
It was meant to be a tribute, and wow. It turned into a horrific
See, that's
spoof.
Like if you know, those Kennedy Center honors when they have like a Sting will sing because it's a tribute to Robert Plant.
Yeah.
And they take a Robert Plant song and they do a beautiful tribute. Yeah. That was a like that.
It was supposed to show my love for Olivia Newton-John, not be a Weird Al Yankovic kind of thing. It was supposed to be like kind of, we love you, Olivia Newton-John, and we're thinking about you too.
Let's say Olivia Newton-John was still alive.
She'd be mortified.
God, I wish she was still alive.
And she was, this would have killed her.
Well, you know, it's possible. Todd already did the Let's Get Fritzical video, if you remember,
right.
While Olivia Newton-John was alive. And that was horrifying.
But if she was here.
Yes. She'd walk out of the room, she'd be mortified and say, why did you do that? You've destroyed my number one song from 1981,
well,
Solid Gold Countdown.
We did get Darius Rucker to sing Hold My Ham, which...
Those were good lines I pulled.
I thought it was good. I thought it was Darius singing it and then kind of going, wait, I make my living off of this song. Yeah, Paul.
Remember we saw, that was at Pebble Beach. And
yes.
He woke up like 8 minutes beforehand and I handed him the script and he sang it because he's a great guy. So we saw him at that party later that night. He goes, did you just get me to sing the biggest hit of my career to Hold My Ham?
Hold My Ham. Shannon in Indiana is back. Hi, Shannon.
Shannon. Here he is.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that, VP.
Shannon.
Hey, you there?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm here. Are you there?
I am. Sorry about that, sir. I apologize.
Okay. Is everything okay at the house?
Oh, I was helping my neighbor with the screen. His screen popped out. I was helping him fix it.
Okay.
But anyway, my question is, sir, so I understand, the way I understand it with the Deshaun Watson is that if he's suspended a few games, he can play the preseason and practice. But if you're suspended the whole season, you can't play at all.
Yes, I heard the same thing.
My question to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question to you, sir, is do you think the NFL really is going to let him play, step on the practice field and deal with all that?
Well, they don't want him on TV. But thank you, Shannon. Good luck with the screen door. Keep an eye on that and let us know how that goes. They don't want him to be the topic of conversation playing any more than he's already been for the last year here. But I don't know if you come up with a decision, you're going to keep him off the playing field if you do it in the next 24 hours. Yeah, Todd.
If that ruling doesn't come down by kickoff, Deshaun is going to be right out there starting for the Browns. He called him Deshaun, our caller. So I'm taking out of your mean today playbook by making fun of that. Did he call him Deshaun? Did I hear that right? But I call him Deshaun.
Let's get.
We're coming up with questions that I know you like. It makes good sports radio conversation.
Yeah,
it's going to be in your back pocket forever every time I talk.
Right.
You know what?
What an emotional tribute.
Don't Google it, just try to think it out. Challenge yourself mentally.
It's growing on you guys. You're
Make sure you know what you're talking about or get embarrassed on radio and TV.
Just like you are.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's take a break.
Gotta challenge yourself mentally.
Let's take a break. Let's kind of regroup here.
It makes very interesting sports, radio, television, and radio conversations.
Gonna try to cram as many words in here as
cool.
I possibly can.
It sounds cool. It sounds very cool to me. Sounds very acceptable.
Let's take a break.
Oh, man.
We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app, at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Nick Saban will join us on the program. Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles says Tom Brady is excused for personal reasons and plans to return to the team after the August 20th preseason game against Tennessee. Don't want to speculate on anything here, but Tom Brady is going to be out for a while. So good 10 days, that 9 days that he will be away from the team for personal reasons. This day in sports history, what we learned, what's in store tomorrow, a couple of phone calls. Mac in L.A. Hey, Mac, what's on your mind today?
DP, what's popping? How are you?
Great, Mac.
Hey, I just wanted to comment, man. You had mentioned something earlier about Kyrie Irving being a participant in a live tour, if there ever was one, for professional basketball. Not only do I agree with you, but to take it a step further, that brother should practically be the logo, the way Jerry West is the logo for the NBA.
All right.
And not only should he be the logo, it should be a silhouette of him signing a contract in a ski mask is my suggestion for what that logo should be.
All right. Well, thank you, Mac. Yeah, I was joking that Kyrie doesn't want to play in back-to-back games, according to Rick Bucher, Bleacher Report, and that he only wanted to play 60 games. He said it was inhumane to play back-to-back games. And I thought, you know what? If they do a live tour for basketball, he'd be the first guy you'd want to sign up. Gary in Iowa. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I got a three-tier bet for you guys if somebody wants to take me up on the pot of the face.
All right.
And they'll go staggered. All right, so the Steelers will make the playoffs. That's the first bet. If they don't, I'll take three pies to the face. They'll make the championship game, the AFC championship game. If they don't do that, I'll take two pies to the face. And then I'll make the Super Bowl. Everybody's betting against the Steelers. I'll bet on them. But to make it a good go for Marvin, if he don't want to take the bet, if he wants to administer the pie to one of you guys, if I win, we could use one of those miniature pies to make his hands look bigger.
Wow.
That way maybe it would stop everybody from railing on him.
Gary, who's going to be your quarterback this year in Pittsburgh?
Well, it'll be Trubisky or the kid out of Pittsburgh.
Pickett? Yes, Paul.
If you're still figuring out names, maybe it's not time to pick them to the Super Bowl just yet.
Does anybody want to take Gary's bet here? On it feels a little too easy here, Gary. I'm gonna take you up on your bet, Gary, that the Steelers don't make the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's the only one. You won't take me up on the other two.
What's the other one? They get to the AFC title or the AFC title game?
Yep.
I'll take you up on that one as well, Gary.
But not the playoffs.
No, because Mike Tomlin is a great coach. I mean, you won nine games last year.
Well, yeah, but we had Ben Roethlisberger last year.
You'd probably rather have a shell of Ben than you would Mitchell Trubisky or that kid out of Pittsburgh. Thank you, Gary. Let's see, what else do we have here? Eric in L.A. Hi, Eric. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. I and my cat take great pleasure in lounging on my bed, getting ready for the day to begin, and your show often serves as the soundtrack to that. And she is never taking greater interest in the show until Fritzy hit the high notes on his Olivia Newton-John tribute.
Hmm.
And it was a very noticeable moment that she paid very close attention to that.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. And I'm glad that Todd entertained somebody.
I don't know if that means the cat liked it or was so disturbed by it, it became like fascinating to the cat on how bad it was.
This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me today?
Got a couple. Babe Ruth hit his 500th home run in 1929. I think he was like 380 past the record when he's got to 500. 1984 is a great one. Carl Lewis won his fourth gold medal of the 84 Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And this was for you, Dan. 1984, the Cincinnati Reds honored Major League All-Star and Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench by retiring his uniform number 5.
Also on this date, 1991, John Daly won his first major, won the PGA Championship at Crooked Stick. He was like the 7th alternate. For some reason, I think that Nick Price was backed out, and then John was the 7th alternate and got into the PGA Championship. Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I appreciate you squeezing me in. This is a little off topic, but the show is bonkers today, so why not? But, hey, man, I'm going to England in 2 weeks, and we're taking a ferry to Normandy Beach for a day. And I was wondering, is there anything outside of the norm that you recommend? I know you mentioned the German soldier's grave before, so if there's anything else, I'd love to know. And I promise if I see any sportscasters there, I won't say, yeah, Jesse in Sacramento, 5'10 and a hard 185. Love your work.
Thanks, DP. All right, Jess. Get to the cemetery where the American soldiers are buried and get there before, I think it's 5 o'clock when they have taps. And when they bring down the flag, you'll be crying. I would go to the cemetery where the Nazi soldiers are buried just to get sort of the opposite. Like, you want to find out where they're not celebrating anybody in there, but it's the graves look different. I mean, it's powerful. All of it's powerful, but just walking the beach in Normandy and seeing what they saw and what they went through and the paratroopers and, oh, talk about heroes, man. And there's a museum there in town. Go to that. And you get to see the planes that they were jumping out of. And it's really remarkable. There's so much history there. I mean, I'm glad that I got to see it. It'll stay with me the rest of my life. Let's see. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, we got a bunch of them going today.
All right.
Let me just call that up real quick. We had one: when my team loses a preseason game, it really bothers me, or I don't care at all. Excuse me. 96% of the audience said they don't care at all.
Okay.
Who should get the Browns' first team snaps? Jacoby Brissett's got 75% of that vote.
All right.
And Tua Tagovailoa should be really insulted.
That they
flirted with Tom Brady.
Todd, what'd you learn today?
Chris Sims, more of a Mary Jane or reefer guy than partaking in Aaron Rodgers' ayahuasca.
Seton.
Yeah, you surprised Chris Sims today.
A little bit. He opened the door by saying Mary Jane. Mary Jane's last dance. Marv.
6 out of 8 years, Chris Sims in a drug program.
All right. Paulie.
I'm going to leave mine off because mine was in the same vein.
What we learned brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security isn't a game. That's why I trust Simply Safe Home Security. They're different. Simply Safe, advanced technology, puts the safety of me and my family first and the man cave. Claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. Do it again tomorrow. Meet Friday. Talk to you then.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.